Historically, the emphasis by insurance companies in the U.S. has been on the short-term treatments. In other words, taking care of individuals who get very sick, acutely sick. This has been one of the problems in the U.S. healthcare system. There are socioeconomic disparities in terms of who's getting the treatment that they need, who's getting preventative treatment, and who's ending up more sick because they didn't have access to preventative treatment. You might imagine if you were wealthy, then you might go to the doctor if you had a cough or if you felt a little funny. If you didn't have the money to go to the doctor and your insurance wasn't going to help you much, then you just wouldn't go. An untreated cough and cold could progress into a more severe illness and eventually may end up as bronchitis or worse, pneumonia, where the person ends up in the hospital. Whereas if the person had had early preventative care, maybe there would have been earlier treatment for that minor cough or cold, and it would not have gotten worse. With regard to insurance and coverage, it has been recognized that if we focus on prevention and care of chronic illness over a longer period of time, where you're maintaining the patient's health, then it's more efficient in the long run. It's much cheaper to provide for someone in smaller amounts over a period of time versus ending up in the hospital with huge medical bills and much worse prognosis in some cases. This is a big change in focus for insurance companies, and as we will discuss, a big difference between the U.S. and other countries in terms of care.